What's up, Bevish? My name's Kevin Olivas. Obviously, you know that. And I'm going to be talking to you about the Punic Wars on my podcast. My question for you today is, was the impact of the Punic War more positive or negative for Rome? And in my opinion, I think the impact of the Punic War was more positive for Rome. And I'm going to tell you why. The wars between Rome and Carthage were for control of what was to them the whole world. And I think it is absolutely insane. Like, these empires started from nothing and becoming something huge. And like, to me, that takes a lot of work to get to where they are right now. Or to where they were. But like, to have control of an empire, you have to have great leadership, great armies, and great citizens, like people that'll follow your rules and follow you all the way. I just think that's crazy cool. Like, it's so cool. Rome and Carthage were two powerful empires in the Mediterranean. We're still seeing major impacts till this day. Without the war turning out the way that it did, the Senate wouldn't be called this United States Senate, and our money wouldn't say E Pluris Bisunum on the back. And quick thing, I did not know that said that on our money, and I still need to check that out because that's pretty cool. I did not know that it had that on the back of our money, and I'm not sure if I said that correctly, but hopefully I did. But other than that, without the Punic Wars, Latin would not be the foundation for most of the Western European languages, and Roman laws wouldn't be serving as the base for law systems around the world. Cool fact, by the way, the word Punic means treacherous. I think that was pretty cool while I was researching about this. The Punic Wars were wars between two of the most important powers in Europe for dominating for the whole Mediterranean, obviously. Rome conquered Italy. Well, they actually, most of Italy, because the Gauls still held the northern part of it. Rome was a democracy, but most of their decisions still fell into the rich. Their army is, I like Rome's army. Their army is just absolutely great. I like it. It's cool. But Romans held military glory in the highest regard and made military service an essential part of political advancement. And then on the other side, you got Carthage. They were also a democracy, but more focused on trade, and wealth was the prime thing for them. They had wealth, sort of, because here, I'm about to tell you something right now. They used mercenaries to fight for their wars instead of citizen soldiers like Rome did. Rome used citizen soldiers to fight for their wars, and that is a great idea because Carthage had mercenaries, and mercenaries, you have to pay them money. They fight your wars for you, but for the money, not just, they don't really serve for you. They're in it for the money, obviously. But Rome has citizens, that has their own people, they serve for their country. They doing it for their country, and mercenaries are just doing it for the money. At the time, Carthage controlled most of northern Africa, and a little bit of Spain, and several of the major islands in the Mediterranean Sea. And for them, having control of those major islands in the Mediterranean Sea was most likely the cause of the war happening. And the war broke out in the island of Sicily, excuse me. It's pretty ridiculous how it started, honestly. It all started because of a group of Italian mercenaries calling themselves the Mamertines. They were invited into a city, Sicily, And basically, I guess they just got bored and they just decided to take over Sicily. And when someone finally tried to stop them, the person went to Carthage to tell them that they need help because these guys just decided to just raid their city. And it's actually Carthage's city. Like, they own that place. It's their land. The Carthage did end up helping them, and eventually after all that, the Carthage let the Italians go. Like, they let him go, like, free. It just gave him a warning. But the mercenaries decided that they weren't happy with what Carthage had rules set for them. So the Mamertines eventually went to Rome and basically said, "Hey, we're Italian." And they asked the Romans for help to free their city, which was their city. They just took over, and it's just so ridiculous how this started. But from the Carthaginians, the Carthaginians helped these guys, and they just started this war that didn't even need to be started. They just didn't like the way that the Carthaginians had treated the Mamertines, and I guess they just got mad. That, of course, turned into the Punic War, and the Punic War was just straight grinding for 20 years of just straight war. And it cost almost a fifth of the male population of Rome and had over a million soldiers involved in the fighting. This was all just because of some idiots getting bored in Sicily and just decided to take it over and went crying to Rome and basically just got in this huge, just big conflict of just nonsense. It was just wrong. It was bad in so many ways that it shouldn't even happen. But, I mean, history is history. Things happen, man. Whatever. The Punic War was just back and forth. It was just Carthage and Rome just hitting each other back hard with hard hits. But then, eventually, the Carthaginians began to slowly lose parts of their land. And while that was happening, Romans managed to take them over. And cool fact, this was Romans' first experiment with doing something out of Italy. And for the first time, they had built their very own navy. In fact, they didn't even know how to build warships, so they had to copy one that was washed up by one of the Carthaginians' warships, because this all took place in the Mediterranean Sea. So they were all in the sea and just war in the sea and all that. So they had to create their own navy and all that. But anyways, with all that I just talked about today, like I said, in my opinion, this was a positive impact for Rome, because they ended up winning the war. And with winning the war, things turn out the way that they are till this day. Like I said earlier, the Senate wouldn't be called the United States Senate if they wouldn't have won. And many things would have changed, I feel like. Because if Carthaginians would have won, things would have been so different is what I would think. Like, it's something I can't think of, because I'm not sure what they would have done that if they would have won the wars and stuff like that. But I feel like the way things work now is perfectly fine, and to me, this was a good impact for Rome, a great impact for them. And that's basically all I need to talk to you about for today, Bevis, and hopefully what I talked about was really good, man, because, like, I need a good grade in this class. But thanks for listening to this. Hope you enjoyed my little history that you probably already knew. See ya.